Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Amidst the smog-choked cities and the acid rain-scarred landscapes, humanity's resilience has driven us into the bowels of the earth, as echoed in the stark revelation of our underground societies. Yet, a new chapter unfurls above us, the shelters in the sky, fantastical high-altitude sanctuaries promising clean air and unoccluded sunbeams. Are these towers of glass and steel the last havens for humankind, or simply the newest incarnation of our capacity for self-deception? Conceived as silvery spires piercing through the veil of our atmosphere's filth, these aerial retreats were championed by visionaries as bastions against climate despair. And while the tales of terraformation explored desperate bids to cleanse the earth, these skyward sanctuaries have now emerged as another testament to humanity's unyielding quest for survival, or perhaps avoidance. But wander not far in musings. These remarkable constructs are not the utopias of old lore. There's a dichotomy that shimmers through their translucent panels. A ruling class of affluent denizens revels in the recycled luxuries of a bygone era, while those below roam veiled in a fog of dire neglect. The air may be purer, but the strife and struggle for equity have proven as constant as the laws of gravity. In an exclusive interview with Dr. Juliana Evers, a lead architect of Sky Shelter Alpha, she asserts, "We must confront the reality that these structures are also beacons of division. When we ascend, we must ask ourselves, who are we leaving behind?" This sentiment chimes with the subterranean social sphere, where hope was once buried and practicalities enshrined. For each family ensconced within these vertical escapes, thousands remain earthbound, impractical dreamers of the sky. These children of the catastrophe grow not with tales of green meadows, but of ascending ladders they cannot climb. The shelters manifest yet another layer between humanity and the harmonious existence we've forever fractured. Yet, in some respects, these shelters have catalyzed remarkable innovations. Hydroponic gardens and desalinization advances hint at a sliver of progress, a thin belief that maybe, just maybe, our species might salvage a semblance of the world we've scorched. The question remains, though, at what cost does progress come when it serves so few? Amid the architecture of these high-rises, their elegant contours and self-sustaining systems, there lies a stark reminder of the terraformed plains and artificial biomes that have defined our altered Earth. These shelters, instead of serving as stepping stones to restoration, perhaps echo the terraformers' ethical quagmires. If history and recent endeavors have taught us anything, it is that triumphs in technology and innovation must not overshadow the moral compass guiding them. As Antarctic ice shelves are now vanishing memories, and the Amazon a myth for many, the sky shelters seem less a solution and more a symbol, a poignant emblem of our predicament, where the answer lies not in ascension, but in amends. To proclaim these refuges as humanity's salvation would be an ill-informed folly. Our interviewees, from shelter residents to environmental philosophers, pondered the meaning of salvation when it is entangled in wires of inequality and ecological disregard. The shelters in the sky, with their surreal reality, shift the narrative of adaptation into the realm of privilege, dangling the carrot of clean air at a height most cannot reach. Thus, we might ask ourselves, are we grasping at straws, not of wheat, but of wrought iron and reinforced glass? Do these monuments to survival and separation mark the epitome of our journey or the nadir of our shared existence? Through this lens, it becomes incumbent upon us not to gawk at these shimmering towers as the definitive answer, but to scrutinize the path that compelled us skyward. As veritable Edens above seek to gloss over terrestrial turmoils, we must question the foundations upon which they stand, figuratively as we do literally. For now, we watch as these shelters in the sky evolve. Could they ever foster more than a privileged few? Or remain, while majestic in their defiance, stark reminders of a world relinquished not to the benevolence of repair, but to the hubris of heights?